Let the show begin. You guys have fun out there today.
Hello, and welcome to New Shooter Canada. Please remember that the show's content is simply the opinions of the hosts and our guests. So without delay, let me introduce our hosts, George, Tom, and Kelly.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to Take 2 of Episode 60 of New Shooter Canada. I'm one of your hosts, Tom Donnelly.
And I'm Kelly Lynn.
How you doing, Kelly?
Okay.
It's been a long night.
I know. I'm sick and tired. I'm
frustrated.
Frustrated? Is that that's not a word.
It's a word in my family. It means you're frustrated and constipated at the same time.
God. Yes, I'm frustrated. My Skype recorder. We had a great interview for you guys, too. So
it was really, really good. We had the guys from Firearms Outlet and Ajax. They were fabulous. Had some great questions, great answers.
Yep.
And both our Skype recorders crashed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mine recorded the pre-show, the after show, but not the show.
Yeah. And mine just didn't record, I think, because of the new upgrades that I had with downloading Windows 10. Awesome.
Plus, Skype made us do updates, and that, I think, screwed the two of us. So we apologize to Fred, Alfredo, and Bon. Hopefully, we can work it in their schedule to have them back on the show again. So it's going to be a short show tonight because we don't have the interview.
Right. Maybe we can see if we can get a hold of them and see if they want to do it, and then we can add it. But, yeah, never know.
Well, okay. Maybe you give them a shout tomorrow. We can maybe do it again after work, but I'll be working, so you'll be solo if we can do it.
God.
What we did with guns this week.
Yeah.
George?
George isn't on the call.
Yeah. Well, George was on the Reloading Radio. Is it Reloading Radio Network?
Yeah.
On Sunday.
So on the podcast.
Yeah, with Mike and the guys. Great show.
Yeah, it is a great show. But he cheated on us, and he went and did a show with them. Cowboy Reloading. Yeah.
Thomas,
still there?
Oh, there we are. But George hardly reloads at all. He only had 30 rounds left at the charity shoot.
He hasn't had time.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And speaking of Reloading podcast with Mike, we've had Mike on before, right?
Yeah, he was on the episode about presses.
Right. So George was on, he was on the show yesterday, but he technically wasn't on the show yesterday. He's going to be on next Sunday's show. So I go to bed listening to the Reloading guys as well. Sorry.
They had a really good episode.
Slamfire. Anyways.
I
go to bed with them on Sundays when they put out a new show. So, excuse me. I still am sick, by the way. I took one of their shows, not this Sunday that just happened, so yesterday. I took the one from the previous week, and I posted it on our Facebook page. Because Mike was on our show, and prior to that, we had been talking about reloading and what happens with 22s. And George was also asking about if you could do a little bit of the formula, just adding to it a little bit. Excuse me. Oh my gosh, I'm sick. Formula for the 40 cal, right?
Yeah.
And all.
Well,
that.
He shoots 45.
Right, I know, but the difference between, yeah, we talked about it this summer. So they talked about it, they being Reloading Radio, talked about it last week. So I put that episode on our own Facebook page.
What was their talk about the 38s and the 357s? And they were talking about the one of their listeners had written in, and he'd accidentally double charged a 357 on a Dillon 550.
Right.
So if you have even a turret press, but if you have a press where it doesn't automatically rotate to the next station, and something happens where you get interrupted, you got to check. You really got to check, because my rule is when I'm downstairs reloading, I allow no interruptions. Unless the house is on fire, don't bug me.
Okay.
I put the music on. I don't answer my phone. I don't answer anything. And if something has to, like if I have to go upstairs for any reason, I finish the round that I'm doing because I've got a turret press. I don't have progressive press.
Right.
But I'm not going to leave a round half finished in the press. I finish whatever I'm doing, make sure everything's empty before I leave. So that way when I come back, I don't have to worry about it.
And the music doesn't distract you either?
No, it gets me going. It gets me in the groove.
Okay.
Especially if I get something with get a beat, then I get my rhythm up and I start cranking them out faster and faster and faster.
Okay. All right.
So did you do any shooting this week?
I did.
Again?
I went to the range yesterday and we shot the challenge again.
Slaughtering some more minions?
Yeah, I killed a minion. Got him right in the eye twice.
I saw that.
The left eye. So it was pretty good. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, we do the squirrels, excuse me, rifleman challenge. And this week it is pistol, it's not rifle. And so what it is there's a candle with a flame and there's a coin, a hand tossing a coin and a minion with an apple on the head. And the last one is a mouth with a cigarette hanging out of it. And these are really, really tiny. We have to hit the coin, the apple, the cigarette, end of the cigarette, and we also have to hit the flame on the candle. But if we hit the candle, or if we hit the minion, or excuse me, we do not get our points for it. So, and it's from 5 yards, but it's still quite difficult because the target itself, what you're supposed to hit, is quite tiny. So I did okay. All right, not great. I have to work on my dry fire for my excuse me, my Glock. But I'm gonna start muting me while I'm have my coughing fits.
I shot two, mm-hmm. and I think both of them, it's only a total of 8. I was thinking it was a total of 10 last week. Out of the 8, I was doing 6 out of 8, both targets. I think I got 7.
Yeah, you're doing well.
On the shooting the X-Cal, but I left that stupid target there so I couldn't post it. But I think so far, only one person has actually shot a perfect target. I think it was Brian.
Brian did well.
And Trevor's been putting up a whole bunch of them, and he's still having a hard time. He's shot some really good targets, but I don't think Brian's the only one to shoot a perfect target yet. Mm. So my plan is, so until we had to record again, what I did is I wanted to use my compensated
Sorry.
22. That's okay. Both our systems failed.
It was a much better show the first go-round, by the way, everybody. So
yeah, you missed a great show.
Yeah.
But I wanted to use my 22-45, so of course I can't use the optics because the rule is open sights.
Yeah, you're not allowed compensated 22s.
Well, it didn't say anything about compensated, but she said no red dots. So since I have the compensator, it takes off. There's no front sight with the compensator. So I figure, okay, well, I'll take off the comp. And I've never seen so much buildup because it's like 10 years worth of buildup on that muzzle. And I was taking a scraper and the flat side of a knife, and it took me 2 hours to clean all the carbon and lead buildup, and I finally got it off. And then I had realized, oh, where's the front sight? Because I knew I put it in the basement someplace safe where I wouldn't forget it and wouldn't lose it.
But you forgot it.
I forgot it. I didn't lose it. It took me 2 hours with a flashlight. I found it. I knew I put it away. I knew I did. I can remember putting it in a little brown owl's bag, a little screw, and a little front sight. And I remember I actually put oil on it to keep it from rusting too. And I found it. I have a bookshelf where I have all my gun digests because I've got years and years of gun digest going back there. And sure enough, in the very back corner at the very top, when I stood on my tippy toes with a flashlight, there it was. So the front sight is installed on my 22-45. It no longer has a red dot, no longer has a comp on it. So I want to shoot the Squirrels Rifleman Challenge with that gun because it's got the nicest trigger, and I tend to shoot that gun better than any of my others. The 45 I'm pretty good at, but at close range, I think I'll do better with the 22-45.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to do is I want to clarify something I said last week about the Form 6s. Now, when we did last week's show, I had a total of 3 or 4 hours sleep for 2 days. I was exhausted. When you get your Form 6, it's good for the year that you put it through for. So if you apply for your Form 6 in the middle of December and they give it back to you the last week in December, it expires the last week of December. On the top of your Form 6, there'll be a rubber stamp date of the date that it was approved. That's usually the date that your Form 6 expires, not the date that you actually enter the states. And I think maybe the way I worded it was they enter the states.
Yeah.
What I've always done, because with my friend Randy got me into PPC about 15 years ago, he always said when you put in your Form 6, even if you put it in 3 months ahead of time, ask for it to start the week before your match. That way it's good to that week the following year. So that's what I do. I ask for a start date on my Form 6. So my Form 6 ends on the beginning of the third week in March. So I'm still good. If we go back down for the Appleseed down in Michigan, but if anybody that put their application through in January and February, it's going to expire January and February, and you will need a new Form 6. I don't think I did anything else. I dry fired. I was playing with the Excal a little bit. God, I like that gun.
Me too.
It's nice. And I was shopping around online for. I did like the K22, even though it gave you issues. I was impressed with its accuracy. It was superb accurate. I've shot a friend of mine has a Smith & Wesson Model 41, and I shot the K22 just as well as I shot the Smith & Wesson Model 41. It had just as nice of a trigger, different feel with that full steel slide coming back, but it feels like you're shooting a full size gun. It doesn't feel like you're shooting a zinc top GSG 1911. It's nice to shoot. So I was shopping online, and it's amazing how the difference in some of the retailers, because one place wanted $770 for it. It was over $750, and then I found another place that wanted $695 for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go for the one that has it for $695. I actually contacted the store. They have one in sight. I'm just trying to talk Terry into it.
They have one in what? In sight?
In stock.
Yeah.
It's nice in sight.
In sight.
It's been a long night.
What else are you trying to get into those that Terry doesn't know about?
Actually, you know, you're talking about the funny thing is she comes up to me tonight. She goes, we're doing a road trip next weekend. I said, what do you mean? Well, I guess she's decided. First, she said she wanted to get that Marlin Papoose.
Mm-hmm.
Then she said she changed her mind. Now, tonight, she says she wants the Marlin Papoose. So she emailed John Williams and asked him to put it on hold for her. And because she's in the power chair now, transferring is really difficult. Well, Durham Transit, because technically that gun shop is within our area, and it's like a half-hour drive from my house. She's booked a ride next Saturday to go up to John Williams and spend an hour and a half at the gun store.
That's good, but so you still diverted my question.
I'm not... The only thing I'm going to, if well, she knows about the Ooscon, so I won't be sneaking that in the house.
Yeah, but we're going to talk about the Ooscon a little bit later in the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about the 20 gauge?
Oh, yeah. See, we talked about that earlier. I've been looking at a 20 gauge. I really want. I had an over and under American Arms. And I wasn't impressed with it, but a friend of mine really, really loved it. So he offered me a deal I couldn't resist. So I sold the 20 gauge, and now I'm craving a 20 gauge again.
Yeah.
The one I was looking at, I think it's Wholesale Sports in Alberta. It has a big Savage sale on right now. So if you go on their webpage, you can get some great deals and some Savage product. But they had it was a 20-inch barrel, 20-gauge with an extension tube and a collapsible stock. And it's Money Girl Pink.
Yeah, no.
I don't care. It's the only one they had in camo was Money Girl Pink. I'm comfortable enough with my feminine side. I don't mind having a pink shotgun. Just think of all the younger shooters it would appeal to. I could collapse the stock and make it fit a shorter person. Most of the young girls, except for you, would like to shoot a pink gun.
Are you generalizing us?
In size, yes.
Okay.
You're one of the few. I took my Benelli up in March when I took all the girls up for a birthday shoot, and none of them, they couldn't fit any of them, but it fit you perfectly.
Yeah, it was perfect. Awesome.
So I'm looking at a 20 gauge.
Yeah.
I wanted for the longest time.
Sorry.
I haven't been able to find one. Savage does import. It's the Savage International model, so it's not made in the States. It's made in Turkey. And they do have a tactical 20 gauge, but I've never seen it up here, and I've looked for it. They do have the hunting versions with the 26 and the 28 barrel, but they don't have any of the shorty 20 semi-autos. I'd like one.
Gonna get it.
So guns in the news.
You just totally not answered that question.
What was the question?
I said, are you going to get it?
The shotgun, you know what? I'd rather get the 22. Mm. I know it's stupid. I have like six 22s already.
How many shotguns you got?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
Hmm. I have a Mossberg 835. I have a Mossberg 500. I have a Mossberg 500 in 410. I have the Nova Tactical. I have the TriStar Cobra. I have the H&R Trap.
All right.
And the Nova. I'd love an M4, but I don't have $2,400. Mm. How many shotguns do you have?
Zero.
Yeah? And what's stopping you?
You giving me the Nova.
I think you may have to sit on Santa's knee and whisper something into his ear this year.
Oh, God, no. All right, you're the host, lead host.
Guns in the news. Ruger has another takedown rifle on the market, and this one kind of surprised me because it's a new gas-operated 223-556 AR-15 takedown model, and very similar to the 1022 model. It comes in a really nice ballistic nylon case, three parts. You've got your barrel. It disengages from the upper, and of course the upper, and then the lower unit. And it also has an optional 300 blackout barrel available. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, a takedown rifle up here, it's great if you want a compact package to take to and from the range, but you're not going to be using it as a truck gun up here. They also have the original takedown 1022 was only available in stainless. They also have a new camel version. It's about $50 more, but that would make a nice truck gun.
You gonna get that too?
You know what I was thinking?
What?
I saw you that I sent you that picture from Delasque Arms. Mm. You didn't see that one?
No.
It should be in the. They've got a combo sale right now. They've got a Boyd stock, which is I think almost identical to Miss Edith's, plus a bull barrel, $185.
Oh, really? That's a good deal.
So I was thinking maybe I'll get that.
You said this Ruger is approximately $50 more if it's the camo?
Yes.
How much is that?
I believe I'm just going off the top of my head, I believe the regular takedown I saw was about $480, $490, and then the camo was like, it was over $535,
$545. Okay. All right. Do you want to talk about the next story in the Guns in the News, or do you want to do the third story?
No, I'll do it.
Okay.
I also saw a really awesome deal online from NAS Guns Enamel. Not that we were promoting them, but this was such a good deal I thought I'd pass it on to our listeners. They have a Smith & Wesson SW9VE 9mm, and they have the 40 Smith & Wesson version on for $379.
Yeah, it's a good sale.
Yeah, well, this is entry-level pistol will fit any new shooter's budget. Neither one of us have test-fired it, so I can't really give our opinion on the gun. But it's striker-fired. It's got a 4 1/4-inch barrel. Front sight and rear sight are fixed. It's three dots, basically.
Yeah.
Whole package is 7.45. It weighs 22 ounces. It's stainless steel top, stainless steel barrel. It's a great deal if you're looking for a centerfire, and it's better than going out and spending the money on a Norinco. You can get a U.S.-made, I'm assuming it's U.S.-made, for under $400. It's a good deal.
Yeah. If any of our listeners have fired it, they can actually write into the show and give us a review, because none of us have.
So. Yeah, excellent. That's a good idea. If anybody actually has one of these guns and they've actually fired it, give us a shout and let us know what it's like, because the price is outrageous.
$379.99. Yeah, that's a pretty good price.
I think I paid like my first 9mm. I mean, 15 years ago, I think I paid. I've got a Ruger P94. I know I paid more than five for that. $550, 15 years ago. So to get a. And it's not a bad looking gun. It's got serrations at the back. It's got a rail in the front. Nice oversized trigger guard. The grip looks really nice and textured. So yeah, if you've got one, great to show. Let us know what it's like. Mm-hmm. And what do we have for story three?
I don't know right now. My computer is. I hate my computer tonight. Seriously. Okay, then we're back.
You sure?
Yes.
Are we recording this time?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Hey. Anyway, story number three is our safety minister, our new safety minister, posted his mandate this week. His goals are to take action to get handguns and assault weapons off our streets by working with the Minister of Justice to strengthen controls on handguns and assault weapons, including by repealing some elements of Bill C-42. So, I did go in and look. This is something that Thomas had put up, and I went and looked at the mandate that he put out as well. And this was...
You didn't believe me. You thought I was putting out the company, the level policy.
No, I just wanted to know where it came from, so I read it, and it was there. I also took the liberal policy that we talked about previous to the election, so I brought that out and copied and pasted it into the show notes as well. They do have quite a bit of stuff on their liberal policy in regards to guns, but the one piece that's specifically speaking to this is the Liberals will provide $100 million each year to the provinces and territories to support guns and gangs police task forces to take illegal guns off our streets and reduce gang violence. So this is all something that we can actually all agree on. That's probably something that's good. We do know that there is a new government in right now. They do have some... disagreement, I guess, with Bill C-42.
They really didn't understand the application of an ATT. I remember the Prime Minister was going on about there are going to be people with guns in the parking lot of Walmart. Well, the ATT changes.
Did he say that?
Oh, he did. Yeah. Nothing has really changed except the ATT was included in your license and compared to being at the mercy of the CFO for an ATT.
Well, when we go back and look at the liberal policy, there are certain things that we've already got in place, and there's also certain things that they do want to change. So we know something's going to happen.
Yeah, we just don't know what it's going to be, but I'm just concerned strength and controls and handguns and assault weapons. I don't know what they're going to do, but we'll have to see. We're not really a political show, but because this is going to affect all the gun owners directly, that's why we start talking about stuff like this.
No, we're not a political show. But we did do all of the different parties' policies prior to the election.
Yeah, we just did the gun policies, and we didn't do anything on the actual policies themselves, neither endorsing or commending, just their actual gun policies as it affects gun owners.
Right. There's going to be things that we're going to like, and there's going to be definitely things that we don't like. We're just saying, you know what? Why don't you join an advocacy group and see if they can represent us in that as well, but also write your MPs, also the Prime Minister if you want, and that, let them know that we're law-abiding citizens that would like to keep our guns.
Get involved. Get active. It's come to the point where it's one thing to give money to your advocacy groups, and believe me, they need it, but you have to get physically active yourself. Write your letters.
Physically active?
Physically active. Get out and join one of these advocacy groups and become physically active. You know, the CSSA put a note out on their website. They're looking for directors and field personnel. The NFA are also the new organization, Canadian Firearm Rights. They're looking for people. Get involved. Just, you know, it's one thing to sit back and write letters. It's another thing to physically get out there and promote it and get other people involved.
Right.
By taking people, you know, to the different groups and see what they're involved with. But it's come to the point where we can't sit back anymore. You have to physically get involved with the groups.
Right. But I'm saying be appropriate in what you're doing.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Be professional. You know, everybody likes, you know, if you're going to be dealing with aunties, just treat people the way that you like to be treated. And if you're going to be go out there, you know, you're representing everybody. Mm-hmm. So, you know, represent Farms Owner in a positive light.
Right. In a positive light. Okay.
Now, right here is where we would have inserted our interview with the Firearms Outlet that both got crashed, but since we don't have it,
maybe we can get it.
We're going to try. We're going to contact them and ask them if they'd like to come back on the show. Apologize profusely because the guys were great. We had a really good interview.
Yeah.
Bon especially really went into a lot of details about products and about IPSC. And we apologize to the store and for our listeners for losing the interview. It's happened. Other shows have lost shows. It's stupid Skype.
Mm. So what else is going on?
Well, I have to scroll down these long lists. So we'll just go to current. We'll just jump to events since we don't have the middle part. Unless there's something you want to discuss.
No. No, but we have a clicking sound in the background there.
Oh, that was my my paracord bracelet that sticks to me for winning the Squirrels Rifleman Challenge back in December.
Sorry. When did you win?
I won the Christmas tree.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. And I was allowed to use my 2245 with a compensated red dot.
I know. I complained.
Oh, that's what it is.
Sorry. No.
I contacted Sticks because you said I told you I wanted to use my air pistol, and I mentioned it to Stacy. Stacy said, oh, I don't think you can. I said, why not? I said, the target just says air gun, pistol, right? I said, and up here, it's considered a firearm now. Well, you have to ask the boss. So I messaged Sticks. I said, so what about using my Walther CP88? He goes, nope. You have to take recoil into account. I said, give me a break. I said, my 2245 with a comp has no recoil.
That's exactly why it's outlawed.
I said, will have no recoil. My 22 has no. He goes, no, you've got to use an actual handgun. But it is an actual handgun in Canada now. But so they wouldn't let me use my pellet pistol. It's a TAC driver. It's really
did you sell it yet to any unsuspecting?
No, I'm keeping that.
All right.
I've got a scope mount on it and a red dot. It's really accurate.
Oh my gosh. Anyways, what's next?
Events.
Yeah, let's do events.
There's a couple. We've got one I'll do the first one. There was a gun show in Pickering on November 29th by the Ajax Antique Arm Association. It's held at the Pick Rec Center at 1867 Valley Farm Road, Pickering, Ontario, from 7:30 a.m. to 12 o'clock. And where's the second one?
It's going to be the day before on November 28th. It's the Toronto Military Show at the General Sikorsky.
You got it this time.
Yeah. The General Sikorsky Hall at 1551 Stevenson Road, North Oshawa, and it's from 8:30 until 12. So, yeah.
So, please check out the CSA website for future shows and more detailed gun show information. They're awfully early.
I know. And they're only until noon. Like, some of us don't even get out of bed until noon, Thomas.
I know. That's why I never go. The last one I went to was when I rent the cottage every year. The owner of the resort wanted to go, and lucky I'd been there a couple of days, so I made a point of going to bed early. And we went to the one in Peterborough.
And this is the same owner of the resort that you sold the pellet gun to?
Actually, yeah, I still have the shotgun, too. He still owes me half the money for the air rifle, and I still have his 12-gauge.
Well, there you go. 12 gauge.
Yeah, I got to return it. Well, he bought it off his Adrian, and I guess this guy must have gotten wet and put away wet. Well, he couldn't take the choke tube out. Mm-hmm. And I've taken out a few stuck tubes in my time. So he said, well, can you take it out? I said, sure, I can try. So I bent three choke tube wrenches trying to get it out. Normally, if you heat up the muzzle a little bit, or I've got what I normally use, the liquid wrench stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you soak the tip of the barrel, I would literally let it soak in a liquid wrench for a couple days, and then warm it up. And I don't mean take a flame to it. I mean warm it up with a hair dryer. You can usually ease out the tube, but the problem is the shotgun has a camel finish. And if I use the solvent, I'm afraid it'll lift the finish off his gun. So he's going to have to bite the bullet, take the gun to a gunsmith, and have them reef out the tube.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you will. So there is another event that's going on. We discussed this with our friends from Firearms Outlet, but unfortunately, again, we lost the interview.
We're sorry.
Yeah. So the other event is keep your eyes out for the Firearm Outlet Guns and Girls discount calendar that Fred was so...
supposed to be talking about.
So we're going to actually post the Firearms Outlet on the website, on both our Facebook page and onto our website, because you can go there and get this Guns and Girls discount calendar. Do you want to explain a little bit what exactly it is there, Thomas?
Well, he wanted to do kind of a unique promotion. So what he did is he went out and actually hired an official model agency and a production company, and they've got 12 beautiful professional models. And they set something up with all the 12 different distributors. So each distributor will have a separate page with a separate model holding the products. I've seen some of the pictures. So now once your wife's fireman calendar expires, you can take that down and you can put your Guns and Girls calendar up for the next year, because now it's your turn, guys. And the calendars, the calendars are 15 to 8. As I was saying earlier, beside me, I had a Toronto fireman, and then down the street, I had a Clarendon fireman. And actually, the guy down the street was on the actual calendar. So for years, I've had these half-dressed firemen up on my wall. I think it's my time to get some lovely ladies on my wall. So what they're doing is that the calendar, they're actually going to have a big promo page coming out, a big promo event at the show.
Yep.
But they're going to announce it this weekend.
At the store. Not the show.
At the show. Well, on the show, which we sort of lost.
So they're going to have a promo day where it's a big release that's coming out, and they're going to do it in conjunction with some other things that are taking place at the store.
Yeah, they mentioned a giveaway, but we won't.
No.
But I'm going to enter it, and if I win, I give it to Trevor.
Right. So the calendars, $15 a piece. Portion of it goes to the CSSA, and another portion of it goes to Breast Cancer Ontario as well.
Well, even the calendar stuff, there's two coupons inside the calendar for $5. You can go in the store, give them the coupon, and you'll get $5. And there's two of them. So the calendars only actually cost you $5 by the end of the year. A lot of the discounts, you'll get a 5% discount on any firearm in the store. You'll get different percentage discounts, different merchandise in the store. So for $15, it's a great deal. So when they have the promotion, I'm going to go down, and hopefully they'll let me sneak my camera in and take some pictures.
Of the ladies.
Of the guns.
Of the ladies.
Holding the guns.
Yeah.
He has got a gorgeous, gorgeous custom-built STI 1911 in his showcase.
Yeah, you said that.
$5,000. Mm. It doesn't include the girl.
Mm. All right. So anything else with that we should probably be talking about?
I think that was the only event they have coming up, is the Guns and Girls calendars.
Right, but also in conjunction with they're going to launch it. Oh, they also have a YouTube video that they did.
Yeah, that should be. Is he said he's out now, or is it coming out?
It's coming out with the launch of the calendar. By the time the show's out, you can go onto their site. It'll be out.
So not only we get stills, you can actually see video of these lovely guns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
12 cute guns to look at.
Yeah. Anyways. So, as I said, we will be posting the link for their website where you can order the calendar on our own website and our own Facebook page. Maybe we can even post the YouTube once it's out as well.
Yeah, we'll post it all up.
Okay, what's the last thing?
Two things. The pistol coach course that Matt and Trevor were holding up in Alberta, I believe there's 4 spots left last time I heard. So if you're interested in being coached by two fine shooters, go to Slamfire Radio's website, and there should be more additional information. And then we also have the podcast charity shoot June 25th in Brockville, Ontario.
Right. So we'll be having more information about that coming out soon, right?
Yes, we're all going up to Brockville on December 5th, and we're going to check out the range and see what we have to work with, because we still have to decide what type of course of fire we're going to do.
Right. So stay tuned.
Listener email.
Right.
George got one.
Yeah, we didn't get one. You need to read this because it was hilarious on the first time, on the first take of show 60.
Oh, at least I'll read it properly this time. This one is from Tom. Dear George, listening to complain about how 22 pistols never run 100% made me cry. I had to pull over and caress my CZ. That's a shot at Frosty, the Z-Man on Slamfire Radio. Ba-da-da. Was upset that you expected her to be a failure. I'm referring to my cadet kit presently on my CZ-75B 9mm. Another shot at Frosty, the Z-Man from Slamfire Radio. Ba-da. And was upset that you expected her to failure. I'm referring to my cadet kit. I just repeated that, didn't I? You
absolutely did.
The page scrolled off. You see, George, this is what you have to do to keep a 22 pistol running 100%. I remove... Is that bandanas?
Bandana.
I remove bandana slide stop and take her off the 9mm slide. I install her CZ cadet kit slide and slide stop. Then I load up two 10-round mags with whatever 22 long rifle ammo I can get my grubby paws on, insert a mag, cock, fire until empty. Reload, repeat until all the ammo is gone. The only issue I've ever had in 10,000 rounds are duds. Not one stovepipe, failure to eject, or double feed. I will send this wonderful thing to you guys for the charity shoot. Just make sure somebody brings a CZ-75B in either 9mm or 40. I wonder why it has to be a B. I wonder why an 85 wouldn't work.
I don't know.
It should. As long as they're still not restricted. And I'll send Justina and Toblerone for people to play with. They would be known as the Canadian Uzi and my Swiss Arms Black Target, Black Special Target. Later, guys. Tom from Alberta.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom. Stop scrolling the screen on me when I'm reading.
I'm not scrolling it, and it's controlled by you.
I control everything.
And George will be happy because he'll be able to play with the Canadian Uzi again. And get his picture taken again.
Well, rimfires are like ARs. They're direct blowback. So all the gases and all the crap go into the action. As long as you keep them clean, you're not going to have any problems. George did buy a piece of crap, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
It's paperweight. And I think I was the one that was complaining about it. He loves it. I don't really love his gun. But anyways,
well, obviously, John didn't like it because he sold it to George really cheap.
Well, we'll leave John out of this, but... Okay, so when we first read this on the first...
When I screwed it up the first time?
Yeah, remember what you said the first time?
CZED?
No, you said CZED. Anyways.
Well, I screwed up this time because I repeated the same sentence anyway, so it's just as bad.
Yeah. That's okay. We love you anyways. iTunes. There's none.
Yeah, Terry was asking me if Leverboy was on the store tonight.
What?
She gets really ticked off if somebody says lever instead of lever. So she's referring to George now as Leverboy.
Oh my God.
Is Leverboy on the show tonight?
I thought you said Loverboy. Like,
no, Leverboy.
Terry comes up with some interesting names for people.
Yes, she does. She was complaining tonight. She goes, how come I don't get invited on the show?
We can change that.
She says, anyway. I have a license. Jewel doesn't have a license, but I have a license.
Okay, we're going to stop now. We're going to continue on. I'm taking over the show, apparently.
I'm not inviting her on the show. The one boundary I'm not going to cross, that's that one. Facebook, no iTunes?
No to iTunes, no, not this week.
Facebook, we are at 507 likes.
Mm-hmm.
announcing our winners. We had two winners of the podcast playing cards.
We did.
Our 500th like was Dustin Elson, who were receiving a pack of cards, and our random draw for the other 400.
Random.
Random.
Enunciate. A random.
I'm stuffed up. A random draw for the other 499 listeners went to Alfredo Pellegrino, who was lucky number 380. And it just so happens that's actually Fred from the Firearms Outlet.
Yes, it was.
It was. So what I did...
And it was totally random. I went on and I got a random generator and I counted back and it was him.
So when I went... Because he's close to me, I went and I delivered the stores the card in person and I invited them on the show and then we lost the interview.
Yeah, we're going to try and get another interview with him.
But, you
so
know,
Dustin's going to be getting his playing cards from Stacy. So...
You're saying it was $35 to ship one deck of cards down to the States?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
And what's it going to cost her?
$3. And he'll get them within a couple of days.
That's insane.
Yeah. So it's just ridiculous for the amount to send anything anywhere in the States. It's actually ridiculous for the amount to send anything in Canada.
Mm. Well, that holster that I sold Trevor, I think they charged me extra because they didn't have that gun in stock. I think they charged me $85 for the holster, but then the shipping was like $50, and it's not more than 3 or 4 ounces.
I know, it's ridiculous. Anyways, we thought we should thank everybody for all your support for getting us to 500 likes. Canadian Redneck Radio is at 607 though, but we're catching up.
It's not even radio. It's George's drunk page.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He goes on it when he's drinking. He puts funky pictures and sing, and it's redneck and.
I haven't even liked it.
I unliked it when he rubbed it in our face that he hit 600. I went down. I dropped it down to 599, but that didn't last long.
Oh, okay. All right. Anyways, we're at over 500 likes. We're at 507 technically. So thank you, everybody. Keep sharing. Keep.
Oh yeah, so we're 100 behind him now.
Yes, we're 100 behind.
We're catching up.
Okay.
Closing comments. You had a interesting hunting story with your buddy.
Yeah, a couple of hunting stories. One was a friend of mine. He lives a little north of Kingston. He has 50 acres on his lawn. He has 50 acres on
of
his
land
of land on his property. Anyways,
land on his property.
Oh, so my gosh.
His piece of property that's 50 acres.
Correct.
Okay.
His piece
of property.
And what
happened
is...
on this 50 acres?
Well, he likes to go cycling on his property as well. He's a big cyclist. So he went out a couple of months ago, maybe a month and a half ago. He went out. He heard some people hunting, obviously firing off shotguns and that. And he went to investigate what was going on because of the fact it was on his land. And he went over and he found a couple of guys that were hunting ducks. And he asked them to politely get off his land. They had not asked permission. And when he confronted them, they said, well, you're awfully brave for somebody who doesn't have any guns. So, yeah. But, he didn't take too kindly to that, and he asked them to leave right away. He said to me that normally he wouldn't mind if, one, they ask, and two, if, you know, anything that they got, if they got a duck or anything, then if he had have gotten one of them, he would have been happy with that, you know, a little bit of duck breast on the barbecue and all that, he would have been happy, but no. So,
he's lucky, you know, they're lucky he didn't call the police.
Right. So that's the type of thing that gives sometimes hunters a bad name, doing stuff like that, trying to intimidate in that as well. So that was one story. The other story was my dad went out last week to go deer hunting, and he goes to a camp with a couple of people, and he was telling us a story about one guy. He had seen a deer, excuse me, took a shot, and thought he got the deer, but wasn't sure, and they couldn't find the deer. And then the next day when they went out, just out into the field, they saw the deer. Deer still wasn't dead. He had shot the deer through the leg and broke the bones, and the other leg had been broken when the deer was trying to run. So the deer basically had spent the night in a tremendous amount of pain. So the guy didn't have the shot, but he took it anyways. There was another guy that he was with as well that was bow hunting. And another deer, he shot the deer with the arrow. Didn't know if he got the deer or not. They couldn't find the deer. The next day, another person had shot said deer, and they found the arrow in the deer. So, moral of the story is, if you're hunting, fabulous, but just try and make sure that you have the shot when you're taking it. That way, you're not causing any undue pain or anything to these deers.
They're
And
lucky the
yeah.
coyotes didn't get the deer in the night.
I know. The good thing was they were able to harvest the meat for excuse me, both deer, but at the same time.
If you don't think you can make the shot, don't take it.
Especially if you don't know what you're shooting, or if you don't know if you'll actually hit the deer. So, just saying.
Most guys are pretty ethical. If they go out and they see a blood trail, they will track it and track it and track it till they find it. But it's your responsibility as a hunter. If you take the shot and you think you've hit the animal, it's your responsibility to track down and try to find the animal. So they're lucky they found the deer the next day. Also, join one of our firearm advocacy groups. This is the time. And I was going to say, you also listen to the other fine podcasts on the Crusader Podcast Network, but apparently there is no more Crusader Podcast Network.
I know, how'd that happen?
George just told us. Which is good because we shared that on the last show, only to find out that it doesn't exist anymore. So we actually went on Facebook or online, and it's gone.
Right. And George just got home from work, so, and it's quite late at night, so he's not coming on the show.
So if you want to listen to some good podcasts, ask us. We'll give you some good suggestions.
Yeah, we know a few people. All right. So what do we do next week there, Thomas?
Next week, Thomas, we're going to have your PPC show. I'm sorry we've been putting it off. I haven't decided who we're going to have as a guest, but I did write the show since I am a PPC instructor. I'm going to try to get Randy, see if I can talk him into it. He is the Eastern CSA coordinator for the PPC instruction course, so hopefully.
That'd be good if you could.
Yeah, he said no last time. I asked him about 6 months ago, and he said no, so we'll try him again. He's camera shy.
Little bit of pressure there, Thomas.
I'll try again. He doesn't listen anyway.
All right. Well, we'll try and find another guest then. How's that?
We will.
Okay.
You know who would be a good guest?
Okay, we're not going to say it on.
Oh, I know who'd be really good.
Anyways, so if you have questions for our guests, who we do not know who it is at this time, apparently, give us an email and maybe we can get them to answer it as well. So if you're interested in police pistol combat, let us know.
Or Tom, if you're listening, why don't you contact the show? If you're currently shooting PPC, why don't you give us a shout? Maybe we can have you on the show.
That'd be a good idea.
Since he wrote in. Any shout outs this week? George? Nothing? Nope.
I have one.
What's yours?
Mine's going to Stacy because she's sending those the cards out and saving us a whole whack of money.
Yeah, she's done a lot of work.
So
And they've gone over, I think she said, over 140, 150 cards were ordered. That's
So
excellent.
Dustin will be getting them shipped to him from Stacy in the States. So I just wanted to say thank you. What about you, Thomas?
Mine, I guess, would be to Chris from NSA Guns. His Yukon order from the distributor has not arrived yet, so of course I don't have my gun. So he emailed me apologizing
Sorry.
that I haven't gotten it yet, and he's going to throw in an NAS t-shirt because of the delay in getting me my prize. And they also might be donating some swag to next year's charity shoot also, so this is great. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to donate that USCON shotgun as the door prize for the charity shoot next year.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
So you don't have to be a top shot. You don't have to win any of the matches. Just by attending and buying a ticket, you're going to have a chance for the draw.
Right.
And the swag is going to be for the prize table. So even if you show up and you don't have a good day of shooting, you still have a good chance to walk home with a gun.
Right. So all that we're asking you to do is take a picture with it and do a little bit of a review. And if you really like it, well, even if you don't really like it, but if you really like it, that'd be better. Then put it on our Facebook page, and we'll try and get the NAS guys to put it on theirs as well.
Please do, because we promised them that we would take some shots and do a review of it. But since I'm going to be giving it away, I'm not going to go shoot it and play with it. I will take some pictures with it, but I won't use it. I'll put it in a box, and I'll put it in the safe till June.
Right. And you have one more.
I do. And to our friend Brian, we're thinking of you, Brian.
We are. That's it. We got anything else?
Well, I'd like to thank Fred, Alfred, and Blonde for taking the time to talk to us tonight about their new store and about IPSC.
Damn it. It was a really good interview about IPSC.
It was. It was. And some really good information about actually opening a brick and mortar store and some of the stuff they had to go through. And it was actually easier than I anticipated. They had no bylaw problems or anything else. And they don't.
Why don't we see if we can get them on a show again?
So I guess these edit points don't apply anymore since it doesn't exist.
No, why don't we just sign off for tonight then?
You're not going to trick me this time.
What does George say?
Reform. No.
No, he doesn't say reform.
Keep your barrels downrange and smoking. I think I say take a kid shooting.
I say keep it classy.
Good night, everyone. Thanks for putting up with this.
Good night. 45 lever
with the Winchester tag. I like my double barrel. Thank you for taking the time and listening to our show. Our audience is important to us, and we encourage our listeners to contact the show with feedback, suggestions, or questions that you may have. You can contact the guys at hosts@newshootercanada.ca. And please like our Facebook page. Thanks for listening, and have a groovy day.
Trying to take the guns off of us, 'cause I ain't gonna shoot anyone, and no one shoots at me, 'cause I got a gun. I like guns, I like the way they look, I like the shiny steel and the polished wood. I don't care if they're big or small, they're for sale, well hell I want them all. I like guns, I like guns, I like guns. God made the trees, God made you, well hell he even made me, and he gave me this voice so I could be a singer, so you tell me why I've got a trigger finger. I like guns, I like the way they look, I like the shiny steel and the polished wood. I don't care if they're big or small, they're for sale, well hell I want them all. I like guns, I like guns, I like guns. I like guns, I like guns, I like guns.